Fun for the Secret Seven by Enid Blyton, read by Sarah Green.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. A meeting, please. Peter! Peter, where are you? Shouted Janet, racing up the stairs. Here, in my room, called Peter, appearing at his door and looking very cross. I'm tidying it up. Dad looked in this morning and wanted to know if I liked living in a pigsty. He said the pigs were tidier than I am. Well, he was about right, said Janet, looking round the room. Do you ever pick anything up when you drop it? Goodness, what's this mess on the carpet? Something stuck to it? Oh, so that's where my nugget went, said Peter, scraping a sticky mess off the carpet. Good thing Dad didn't tread on that. It would have stuck to his shoe for ages. Janet gave a delighted chuckle. You really are dreadfully untidy, Peter, she said. I suppose I'd better tidy up your room for you before Daddy comes back again. What did you want me for? Asked Peter, still scraping. Oh, it's horrid, this. What a waste of a nice bar of nugget. Listen, Peter, a note came through the letterbox just now. It's addressed to Peter, head of the Secret Seven, so it's for you. Who is it from, do you suppose? Oh, one of the others wants something, I expect. Maybe a meeting of the Seven for some reason, said Peter, tearing open the envelope. Yes, it's from Jack. Listen, he says, Dear Peter, will you call a meeting? I have had a strange request for help from Bob Smith. He's in our class at school, you know. He didn't say much except that he needs our help badly. He's pretty upset. Perhaps the Secret Seven can help.